Now will you notice verse 14, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Now this is the fourth thing, the great physician. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit. Oh, how terrible the picture is here. And what does he mean, friends? He means just simply this, that man is prone to curse. And you can listen around you today and you'll find out what's in the vocabulary of all men, whether it's a ditch digger or a college professor. They're better at using profanity than they are at using any other language. A man challenged me on that one time when I was pastoring downtown Los Angeles. I said to him, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go out here on the corner, and then the first man comes by, you punch him in the mouth and see what comes out. And I guarantee you what it'll be. Well, may I say, as we move on, in verse 15, their feet are swift to shed blood. That is, their feet run to evil. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Destruction and misery are in their ways. What a picture this is of mankind that we have at this particular point at verse 15. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery in their ways. The way of peace have they not known. And that's the seventh thing. The way of peace they do not know. Man does not know the way of peace. Well, look about you in the world today. After all these years, he's talking about peace, but he hasn't found it. Read your newspaper. There's no peace in this world. And there's no fear of God before their eyes. This is the last one. Paul seems to sum up all of man's sin in this statement, and this is a picture of man today. He has no fear of God at all. They're living as if God did not exist, and he actually defies God. What a picture of mankind that we have here. Now we come down to the final thing Paul has to say about sin. There are still those who will say, well, we've got the law, and we'll keep the law. We'll hold it. Listen to Paul. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world become guilty before God. You cannot attain righteousness by the law. Mankind cannot come in that way. Man can grab at the law, but it won't help him at all. It won't lift him up. Actually, it does the opposite. To hold on to the law is like a man jumping out of an airplane. Instead of taking a parachute, he takes a sack of cement with him. Well, believe me, the law will pull you down. It condemns man. It's a ministration of death. Therefore, in verse 20, he says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Now, I challenge any person today who believes that you have to keep the law to be saved to take this verse and explain it. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. And that means to be declared righteous. That means to be saved. That means to meet God's standard. You can never do it, my beloved. It's absolutely impossible for mankind to do it. By the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified.